to go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles. I've got Dr. David Young in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley and Robin Perry Braun. And Rosalie Robinson is going to be here in just a few minutes. And hey, you guys, how are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? The sun
You're
came out.
You're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, it's because of the sun.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I love the sun. I'm telling you, I guess it was Sunday morning when all the rain had stopped. Sunday morning, it was just such a beautiful day. I got up so early and I was sun gazing and I was full of energy. But I'm a nature girl. Yeah. I truly, truly feel the effects of nature in such a profound way. I get really kind of down, that SAD, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that disease?
Seasonal affective disorder.
Like I get very affected by the sun. I'm very attuned with the moon, the sun, the stars.
You're attuned with the moon.
I am. And so there's Rosalie Robinson. Woo-hoo! All right. Hey. So,
had to make a break for it.
That's okay. You know what? We all do the best that we can. I'm so happy to have you guys on today. What a great show we've got lined up. We're going to be talking about steps to emotional health again and then smiling depression. I was reading a little bit about it last night. I think we're all maybe affected by that. You know, when your heart could be breaking and somebody could walk by you that you don't know and they're like, "Hey, how are you?" "Hey, I'm good." "Yeah."
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, "I want to kill myself, but I'm good." You know, and you're smiling real big and they have no idea you're just in a million pieces.
I know. And then there, you know, Rosalie and I were talking that we're always smiling kind of no matter what. And, you know, not because we're trying to cover up depression necessarily,
right.
But some people are a little creeped out by the smiley face all the time. Like, what are you smiling about? What's there to be happy about?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Hey, I grew up in Massachusetts.
Most of the time.
Oh.
You don't see too many smiling people.
No.
What?
No.
Do they got like a resting, you know, bee face? Yeah. I mean, what's up with that?
Oh, you walk into a 7-Eleven in Massachusetts and what do you want? You walk into a 7-Eleven in the South. "Hey, sweet pea, what can I get for you? Want a slushy?"
Now, you know what? You just made me think of this miserable woman that waited on me yesterday. I felt sorry for her.
Oh, my gosh.
I really did. She was miserable. I wanted to go, "Can I get you anything?" Like,
she
seriously.
She needed a slushy.
I think I annoyed her because I had a smile on my face.
Yeah.
But I do. I try to be happy. I really practice mindfulness every chance I get, which we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show because I think there's a lot of confusion as to what mindfulness really is.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to walk around, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
That's not
I'm
what it's
detached
about.
From everything. Right. I don't care.
But, that's you know, this morning, I my car, you know, I've got to get my undercarriage fixed. I hit another curb because my car is real long, okay? And so I've been traveling. I've been looking all over the city for about a month or two.
I'm
about,
sure
about
doing
months.
Anything at 90 miles an hour is more
impactful
anyway.
I yesterday, though, I got it up to 99. I had to stop.
What?
Because, you know, because you just have to be safe about it.
Yeah.
I really do. But
And 99 is that cutoff.
Oh, man, you didn't get to triple digits. I bet you were frustrated.
I know.
One more mile.
But
hey,
I thought of you guys.
Did you happen to hear about the person that was bragging about how fast they were going at work and they were arrested?
Ooh.
No, I didn't hear about that. Did that really happen?
Yes. Watch out for that. Okay. Because anybody who boasts on Facebook or on the internet, they talk about how they do this, and all of a sudden, at their workplace, that cop will be there, or that, you know, so it's like...
You mean they could arrest me for talking about it?
So
I guess I'm going to jail.
Well, you confessed. You're confessing that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can do that for speeding.
Well, I'm making it up. You
aren't
exaggerate
I right?
on video.
How many times? How many times have you read or heard of someone, you know, some stupid criminal stunt that they're boasting what they did on
That's
Facebook
different.
Or on social media? And
Sydney
then...
Skull told me to exaggerate to make things funny. So that's what I
Wait,
did.
Wait, Cindy. Arrest Cindy.
Look. This is Trump, right? He goes, "Yeah, blah, 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 blah." Oh, he's being sarcastic. I mean, come on. Right? I mean, that's what he says about everything.
No, but okay, so, all right, I guess I'm going to jail then. I'll pay the penalty. But there's two places in the city that I go, and they're like these strips where there's no other cars around.
And where are these strips? Just to help the officers of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Right, Danny?
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and what time do you get out of here? And what kind of car and color?
Oh,
what,
my God.
What's your license plate?
I hope that you
Bernadette Fiaschetti?
Okay, Officer Wilson, Officer Grant, Officer...
I hope you didn't jinx me, because I'm scared to go to jail.
You don't look good in orange. You sure?
Oh, Oh my gosh, that's like my worst nightmare is to go to jail.
You
Are
would
you
kill that
me?
Jumpsuit.
Yeah, you'd I would. I'd rock it.
You would rock it.
That's right. Can I bring my booties? Oh my gosh. Now you got me scared. Thanks. You know I'm all jacked gonna be jacked the rest of the broadcast.
Well, my understanding is if they can't show the speed, the radar.
There you go.
Then it's so good thrown luck. Out of court anyway.
No,
so,
I will stop
I don't
though.
Know if that's true, but
wink wink.
No. You were being sarcastic.
I was. Yeah. Cindy Skull told me to like exaggerate stuff because it makes it funnier.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what this show's
yeah,
all about.
Yeah, that's what the show's all about.
That's right.
That's
until,
right.
Until we say it's not.
Until we exactly. There you go. Well, you know, and we do have a really great show, The Smiling Depression. Can't wait to hear you guys talk about that. I think so many people can relate. Yes. So many people. Life is just hard.
It is.
You know, if you're a kid out there listening, enjoy your youth. Okay? Enjoy it. Seriously.
I know. How do we get that message across any clearer?
But you know, you can do that now. So I was saying I went to the, you say you went to 7-Eleven. I went to the racetrack this morning. Not the racetrack.
I was like, wait a minute.
The racetrack. Went to the racetrack this morning.
The racetrack gas station.
Okay.
And I've never been to this one, but I was on my way to go take my car to get the undercarriage fixed because the thing is like flapped down and it's like shh against the road. Like everybody's been waving to me for days like, you got something under your car. And I'm like, I know, you know, but I haven't had a chance to get it there. So
it's
anyway.
It's not your muffler though, right?
It's not my muffler. Okay, no. And so I stopped at the racetrack and I'm in a happy mood. I'm just in a happy mood. It's back to school. You know, I have some space and some time for myself and it's just been really great. My house is all tidy and I feel good.
Nice.
You know, and so I was at the racetrack and I got my gas and I was smiling and I thought I'll go get a cup of coffee, and I went in to get a cup of coffee, but I just think because my energy was so good, like everybody wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
Everybody said hi to me. Yeah. Everybody said hi to me. And even the girl behind the counter, I went to pay for the coffee and she said, it's on me. I was like, really? And I said, that's so nice. And I said, is that because I filled up my tank? And she said, no, just because. And I said, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Thank you. But good things happen when you're positive
and you're
optimistic and you believe in things. And
you totally even overlooked the fact that you were getting that coffee out of a styrofoam cup.
No. You know what? Thank you for bringing that up,
okay.
Daniel Miles.
Oh, Danny.
Let me tell you what a nut I am.
I'm
okay?
just busting your cannolis all day.
No, I'm glad you
all over.
You're busting my what? My cannolis.
Cannolis.
My cannolis. Okay.
It's an Italian thing.
I know. I'll make you a cannoli, and it'll kill you with it. Seriously, I can make some bad, you know what, cannolis.
The poisoned cannoli.
No, I mean, it's just a phrase, you know, like I'll kill you with my cooking.
Yeah,
you know, like
kind of a phrase like "leave the gun, take the cannolis."
Yeah, yeah, but
we want cannolis.
Okay. So the because I will not put coffee in a styrofoam cup. I will not. So
yes.
I brought my Justin Timberlake mug in with me. Where is it? It's right
it's
here
behind you.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a hot mug.
Yep, at 2020 Woo. Experience World Tour 2014, Justin Timberlake. And so I brought the mug in with me and filled it in here because I will not use styrofoam because it releases all those toxins
yep.
that go into your body. And I'm hypervigilant because all I do is read about all the toxins
chemicals.
In so many things that we eat and drink and
yep.
and breathe and think. Thoughts are toxic too, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
and that's
oh,
what we're
yeah.
going to talk about today because, you know, optimism is everything. I'm also going to read a little bit out of an article that I actually lost and refound from The Power of Placebos mm-hmm. and the
right.
power of thinking that something is going to change you. Just the mere mention of
belief,
it or
the
belief
faith.
that it's going to do it, how powerful it is. The
yeah.
mind is so, so powerful.
Yeah.
So, local chicken report changed.
Local chicken report. I got a goose who's really, you know, chasing me every time I come home. And anytime we have someone come over to like work on the garage door or this or that, they see the goose and they run. I think everybody has a fear of.
Or of a goose?
Of a goose. Well, a lot of people have been bit by a goose as a child and then they're forever scared of the goose. I mean,
but
it doesn't
hurt. Doesn't even hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. But, you know, I think when you're a child,
I got bopped
it does.
On the head at the fair a couple of years ago by an ostrich. He came up
yeah,
and goes,
how
bam,
was that?
Like, just
how?
Bam me on the head. I'm like, what's up?
Why did
you do that?
Up?
I didn't do anything to you, but it was kind of funny. I laughed.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt that bad.
Oh, okay.
I have a trauma from being like 10 or 11, and a little baby ram butted me from behind.
Ooh.
Like, sent me, you know, hit me in the rear and sent me. And then he's backing up. He's going to ram me again. I was like terrified. He's a little baby.
Huh.
He's,
really?
Yeah, I was scared.
So
I
mean, it's just in ram it's trauma. So innate in them that they just, that's hence the name Ram. Well, ram.
That,
that ram you.
That all right. Yeah. Or that, yeah. Or it was just an irresistible target that he just couldn't help himself.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Wow. It was like, I'll show her to turn her back on me and bend over.
Okay, Rosalie, I'm looking to you now.
Yeah, what you got?
Let that go.
What you got, Rosalie?
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready for the next thing. I'm telling you. After the ram and her beautiful butt, I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't touch that.
And we got a great show coming up, everyone. Rosalie Robinson, Dr. David Young, and Robin Perry Braun. You're listening to One Life Radio. Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do your summer parties need a little sparkle? Find everything you'll need, replacement bulbs for your patio lights, new string lights in a ton of colors, and installation hardware at Christmas Light Source. You can find us online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, the God of Music. Have you heard that? Have you guys heard that yet?
That he's the God of Music.
He's the God of Music. That's his new, you know, that's his new whatever you call
that. What is your car? What is your color car?
You are still on that.
It is white.
And what is the make and model of your car?
It is a Escalade.
The lady with the white
Escalade. The ugliest car in the world. No, I'm joking.
The lady with the white Escalade, your lights are on. And I'm not lying.
Are you kidding? Oh.
No, security just called me and said, hey, tell Bernadette that she left her lights on.
I can't leave my lights on. It's an auto thing. My
but
door sometime, must be open.
I thought the same thing, but I've done that before because there's a little button that you might have accidentally pushed or turned, so your lights are on.
I took forever to get out of my car this morning. I swear. Lollygagged.
Are you going
to
go down and turn your lights
on? I
got
here early, so I was down there just like jacking around, doing all kinds of stuff in my car. So I could see. I probably left my door open. Oh, my gosh. Hope my battery's not dead.
No, it wouldn't be dead.
No, you got it.
You'd have to leave
it
overnight, you know, and even then.
You're good.
I actually saw a pink Escalade in front of me this morning. That's what made me joke. And
but then again, you got here. You got here about an hour early.
That's the ugliest combo.
It's a Mary Kay car.
I know it is. Yeah. But a pink, an Escalade, and a pink Escalade.
But if you're a Mary Kay dude and you're driving an Escalade. You're proud of that pink.
Yeah, you've been selling some lipstick.
You've been selling some lipstick.
That's right. You know what Mary Kay sells more of than anything?
What?
Their startup kits.
Oh, that's
and they have from the beginning of time. That's sure. how they made all their money. And I'm Absolutely. Pretty sure I read that like in a Forbes magazine or something a couple of years ago. Yeah, they're selling hope is what they're selling to all these women that are stuck at home raising kids with no job and no hope, and they want a career, and they just want to get out and talk to an adult, you know, seriously. And it was, of course, more prevalent back in the 60s and 70s. Right. Isn't that when they started?
Well, and I think probably in any MLM, that's true.
Oh, yeah,
they sell more startup kits than anything else. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep, startup. Yep, there you go. So, okay, so how are we going to segue into
Well, that's depressing.
I know.
Oh, no. But you know what? Just before we segue, just one thing you were saying
what?
About, you know, people being at home and being depressed and, you know, with their kids stuck
right.
there. Okay, so this past weekend I heard an interesting statistic that from the age when children are born until they're 18, parents have 1,000 weeks. That's all you got. 1,000 weeks with them. So if you think about
only 1,000 weeks.
1,000 weeks, I know, right?
No, that can't be right.
But, hey, I'm just saying.
Who did the math?
Some research think tank guy. Don't look at me.
1,000 weeks.
1,000 weeks. They had 18 weeks a year. So, you know, they did them. I don't know how they, I guess it's 52 weeks, right?
Right.
Times?
Yeah. 52 times 18.
And so it's probably more than 1,000 because that's not quite right. But they use 1,000 as the rounder. And I thought to myself, when you put it that way, all of a sudden, I'm not going to be unhappy if I get to stay at home with my kid.
No, I think it's a good, there's got to be balance. There's got to be some balance. If you've got a way to escape, I think it's critical. My little baby said to me this morning, she came up to me, we were packing her lunch, and I was, you know, having a cup of coffee, and she said, Mommy, I missed you bad yesterday after being with you all summer long. I missed you so bad. And she was crying. And I said, oh, honey, I missed you too. And I did. But I also felt good to have a little bit of freedom just to have some personal space.
Yeah.
You know, because when both kids are home, I never get to be alone in the house. It's rare.
Yeah.
And I think everybody needs that. And especially women, because we're such nurturers. And it's kind of like a 24/7 job. You're not, even when they're not with you, you're still thinking about them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, as a mother or a father. But, emotional health is so important. It really, really is. And that's what we're talking today with Robin and Rosalie and Dr. David Young. So Robin Perry Braun is a licensed therapist who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world. And Rosalie Robinson is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital. And she is the vice president of human resources for the MAG Retail Group. She is our in-house human resources expert. And she's my personal Ed McMahon because she laughs at all my jokes. And she has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. She's also an experienced PCC level executive coach. And Dr. David Young is an assistant clinical professor in psychiatry at UT Southwestern Medical Center. He is a licensed clinical psychologist in private practice in Dallas, Texas as well. Okay, so we're talking about steps to emotional health. So how do I learn as an adult to start processing emotions? Because you say that's at the very root of it. We stuff the emotions down instead of clearing the plate daily. Right. So how do you do that? How do you do this?
Well, so last time I talked about how to help your kids process emotions. So the U.S. has the highest addiction rate in the world. And so part of that is, as a society, we don't teach our children how to process emotions. Most people don't start learning this until they have a problem. They have anxiety, they have depression, they have an addiction, and now they have to relearn how to live their life differently than the way they've lived it to that point, and more authentically and more genuinely. So the first thing to do is really about realigning your mindset about emotions. Most people think emotions are bad, negative emotions are bad, that negative emotions are weak. It's weak to cry. It's weak to be sad. It's weak to feel any negative emotions. And I just kind of look and I say, look, you know, you were made this way. You were given these. You know, if we look at that, you had some design creator make you. These are all part of the package. So if they were bad, why would you have them?
Right.
You know,
and that makes sense.
And typically, if someone else is crying, we don't think they're weak. You know, unless they've got a little scratch on their hand and they're your husband and he's boohooing and sobbing and then you're going, oh, what a baby, right? So Anyway.
Thank God I've never seen a grown man cry over a scratch on his hand.
Right, right, right. You know, usually their hand has to be impaled before you see tears rolling down their face.
Have you cried, David, over a scratch finger?
Most men. I mean, I'm a little baby, so.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. If I get a little scratch on my finger, I go running to my wife.
Yeah, but not crying.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Rambo wouldn't cry. We just know Rambo wouldn't cry, right. But yeah. We're nobody is like Rambo. So anyway, most people.
Well, acknowledging your emotions are important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the problem is that because we grew up in a world where we had no idea how to give words to certain energetic experiences, so we don't know what rejection feels like until we have a word for the feeling, connecting a word for a feeling. So most adults who've never done this or whatever age don't have a connection between a word and a physical experience. And they're not mindful enough to even know what's going on. They just continue to stuff it. And they use coping mechanisms to stuff it. They rationalize it. They get angry. They use displacement. It just immediately goes into anger. Anger's like this coping mechanism for all these emotions to not have to feel them or deal with them. So the beginning step is to first embrace that you're an emotional being and that emotions are good and it's okay to feel. So that's kind of step one. And then acknowledge on top of that that it's not just okay, but it's important that your emotional and physical well-being are absolutely dependent on you taking time to acknowledge and process emotions. And nobody gets to break this rule. You know, I'm an energy practitioner. Negative emotions are balls of negative energy, and if you don't deal with them, they get trapped inside. If you got bit by a dog when you were 3, chances are the rest of your life you're going to flinch when you see a dog, even if you talk yourself down off the ledge.
Wow.
You're not in control of that reaction. It's inside of you, and it's operating on its own energetic system that your left brain does not have the intellectual capacity to control.
And there's no way to clean it out.
Well, there is. Yeah, there is. But denying it, stuffing it, pretending it's not there is not the way.
And what is the way? Go up to every dog and go, hello, little doggy.
Well, you know, there's some trauma techniques and that type of thing to deal with. And it's not easy, but it's workable. Mm-hmm. And so I'll refer back to my movie, Central Intelligence, I talked about last time. And so the big bullies in front of the kid who bullied him was this little puny guy. And he could beat the snot out of him in a second, but he like freezes because in his mind, this guy's still the bully and he is re-experiencing his high school trauma in that moment. And he's overwhelmed and he's in shock. He can't do anything. And the other guy's like, beat him up. And he's like, I just want to get out of here. So in that moment, he's relieving a trauma because he says early in the movie, I just stuffed it down way deep. Mm-hmm. I just stuffed it down in this way deep place. And Kevin Hart goes, that can't be good. Yeah. So it's a really good movie.
Sounds like it.
Anyway.
I have a terrifying fear of snakes. I mean, you guys were laughing at me last week. Even so much so that when I go to use the bathroom, I look in the toilet before I will sit because I'm afraid a snake is in the toilet. Because you hear the stories about the snakes coming up inside the sewering or the sewer and stuff like that, you know, and it's just like I'm petrified, absolutely fearful of snakes. So, I mean, and I don't know how I'm ever going to get past it. I really don't. So what do I have to do? Like handle snakes?
No.
In order to get past it? That's not happening anytime in my near future.
And snakes may be one of those universal subconscious archetypal fears.
Right.
You know, that go back to ancient history.
Well, and I do think part of it. Okay, so my mother was very Catholic and we had this statue in our, we had several statues in our house. Catholics are big on statues. Did you know that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they had one. My mother had one. I think who was it? That was it. Saint Michael that was killing the snake.
It was Saint Francis. No, no, no.
No,
it,
no,
was,
no. It was Saint
Irish.
Michael.
No, no. It was Ireland. Saint Patrick.
Okay, Saint Patrick with killing a snake, and then the statue had the snake at the bottom. It was always like creeped me out. And we had statues of like Saint Francis out in the garden, and the Virgin Mary at the top of the stairs, and I mean all these like crazy statues around our house.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, we got off task. We're gonna have to talk more about this emotions when we get back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Still a whisper on my lips.
Hey, sports nutrition fans. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man. I've got Dr. David Young in studio with me, Rosalie Robinson and Robin Perry Braun. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Crazy Water has the Crazy Water Festival coming up on October 8th this year. I think Adrift is actually going to be one of the sponsors. I just think it's a cool event, and we're all going to be there. You guys should come. We'll run the 5K. Maybe you'll run the 1K.
Yeah, the 1K.
But I don't like to run anymore, and I used to run, you know, 7 to 14 miles a day. I just, wow. I cannot do it anymore. I just don't like to run.
It's rough on your body.
It is.
It's actually not really very good for you. It makes you release cortisol, and that causes all kinds of problems.
Yeah, when I did it, I used to meditate. I used to run way out, and this is when I lived in upstate New York, and got Gotham Street Road. I used to go way out in the, like, you know, 7 miles out into the wilderness, and it was a circle, and it was, so sometimes I would do 14 miles because I'd go completely around, but you know, you can't do that without good nutrition. Mm-hmm. And you were saying during the break, Rosalie, when you saw my Sun Warrior stuff, that you...
I had my Sun Warrior this morning. It was delicious.
It is. Their chocolate one is really good. Alan's says it. He sent me a picture on by text last night of a chocolate cookie that he made out of the Sun Warrior chocolate, and a lot of guys love it because it tastes like chocolate milk. That's what they say.
Uh-huh. He made a cookie out of it?
He made a cookie out of it with oatmeal and egg and just put it in there. So it's like a protein.
So he used the powder like the flour in the recipe.
So if I know what he did, he took a half a cup of oatmeal, one egg, a little pinch of salt, a little bit of vanilla, a scoop of the chocolate powder, which is like 20 grams of protein. And sometimes he puts a little bit of cinnamon in there, and then he just pats it really flat, puts it on a piece of parchment paper at 350 for about 20 minutes. And it turns it into like this chocolate cookie wafer.
Oh. Wow.
And it's packed full of protein. So
that sounds cool. Good. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, you have to try it. So I can't wait to talk more about this, about emotions. Mm-hmm. So many people need to have a better understanding of this topic. So, Robin, what are some of the points that you didn't get to make before we go into smiling depression, which, of course, it's all related?
Well, and I think that, again, most people won't change until they have a very significant motivation. And so if anybody out there...
I would agree.
If anyone out there is struggling with depression, anxiety, or just you can't maintain relationships because of anger problems, or you just know you've got, you know, in this case, let's say depression, meaning I've got my bowl full of all these trapped emotions on my whole life I've never dealt with. If you're struggling with compulsions, obsessions, or addiction, those are really good motivators that people will go to therapy for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to a psychiatrist and get a drug, you still haven't learned how to deal with your emotions.
Right.
You're just feeling a little better. You're stuffing it some more.
Well, and maybe not, because some antidepressants, the placebos are just as powerful. So
absolutely.
You know, we're going to have to actually do a show about that in the upcoming weeks.
So I think the biggest thing is, what is your motivation? Most people won't change until something's not working in their life. But learning to what it feels like to feel your heart versus what you think in your head. Thinking and feeling are distinct experiences, and being comfortable with this idea of, because there's a vulnerability attached to your emotions, to your feeling, especially if you're not comfortable with it. Once you're more comfortable with it, it's not a big deal. But initially it takes risk. It's a vulnerable feeling, but most people won't do this unless there's a problem. So if you're struggling with any of these things, I really encourage you that the root core of this is probably more about you not knowing how to process emotions than just go and get a magic pill, because that won't fix all the broken relationships or the other stuff.
Well, I think back when you were just speaking, I was thinking about the first time I went for psychotherapy. I was 20 years old, and I started having panic attacks, and a lot of it was related to the statue. Just growing up Catholic will make you need therapy.
Yeah, make you crazy.
But seriously, I was joking, of course, but kind of, sort of. And so
I do have a lot of clients who were in Catholic school as kids, and they have none in priest trauma. You know, because they got rapped on the knuckles all the time, and they were always in trouble. So
I didn't get in trouble very often.
That's good.
A couple of times, but it doesn't take much to get into trouble, because I really am pretty much a goody two shoes for the most part. I obey the rules, but
most of the time.
Most of the time, but when I was in the therapy, the thing after I finished, after about a year of therapy, it occurred to me, and she used to say to me, 99% of everything you worry about is never going to happen,
right.
You know, and her name was Dr. Lazo. And the funny thing is, and she was this beautiful, she was so educated and beautiful, this beautiful woman, she ended up committing suicide herself, like 7 years later.
Wow.
And so you know, you just never know what they're suffering with. Like we're talking about smiling depression. So many people walk around dealing with all kinds of difficult emotions, post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, just problems in their marriage, problems with money, problems in their life. So it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You know, let's transition now to smiling depression. Rosalie Robinson and Dr. David Young. Rosalie is a PCC level executive coach, and Dr. David Young is a clinical professor in psychiatry at UT Southwestern, a psychologist in private practice here in Dallas, Texas. Robin Perry Braun is a licensed therapist who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for over 15 years. As she said, she's also an emotion code energy practitioner. So let's talk about this smiling depression. What is it?
Well, you know, I think one understanding of it would be that, you know, you are coping with depression through kind of putting on a happy face, a smiling face, you know, and this just kind of goes right back to what Robin was talking about, you know, not necessarily having a better way of processing what you're going through, you know, a lot of people feel that to be depressed, to be sad is to be weak. I mean, it can certainly make you feel weak.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's hard to deal with. So, you know, sometimes we just smile through it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the best mask on.
Well, what are you going to do? Because even smiling can make you feel better. Having that positive attitude, being thankful for what you have. People talk about that being an immediate fixer. Mm-hmm. Having gratitude every day. I watched Tony Robbins talk about this in an Oprah Super Soul Sunday little interview that I was going through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to make a post. I think it was Sunday morning, and I saw it, and it was very powerful about really the gratitude. That's the first thing that Tony Robbins does every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Is think about three things that he is grateful for.
Yeah.
And immediately when you do that, you know, there's always somebody else who's got it worse off than you do, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a story in the news yesterday about a 7-year-old little boy, broke my heart, actually made me cry. This 7-year-old little boy was trying to sell his teddy bear for food. And these four boys were living in Franklin, Ohio, with no adult supervision. Hmm. It's so sad when you read stories like that and you think, oh my gosh, I've got it so good. Even if you had a screwed up childhood, that's pretty screwed up. Anything that I went through is nothing compared to what that child is going to have to endure.
Right. So you're comparing and you're looking at something that's really sad, right? And you're going and saying, wow, you know, well, my life's not that bad, but boy, that must be tough, right?
Right.
Now, the other way, just to consider it, a lot of times we become a comparison-hungry culture, right? So we go out on Facebook and we're like, well, my post didn't get enough likes. Mm-hmm. Hey,
I do not do that.
I know you don't. You're driving your Ford 99 miles down the road. So, but I mean, the reality is we compare ourselves to others in a different way than what you're thinking, right? And so that can cause that sadness for us, right? Or we might feel embarrassed by it. And I think the thing with things like smiling depression as a whole, you're putting on a mask. So tying back to what Robin was talking about, you're finding another way to stuff those emotions and avoid really opening up and being able to express them. Because without an avenue to express those feelings that could be, I mean, sadness, right? Anguish, you know, concern, what ends up happening, it manifests in another way. And unfortunately, one of the things that is a real challenge, I think, is that people with smiling depression, they kind of have the energy to go out and actually execute if they get to that suicidal level, right? Mm-hmm. It's a person that you look at every day and, you know, think of any story where you've heard a person who sadly took their life.
That happened to a friend of mine. Her boyfriend killed himself a year and a half ago, and he had struggled with a drinking problem, and she played hardball with him and trying to get him to change, and he snapped and he took his own life. It's very devastating for everyone involved. But you just never knew. No, she didn't know. You know, she truly didn't know that he was that close to taking his life, or she wouldn't have played hardball with him, you know. Mm-hmm. She didn't do it to intentionally harm him. He ultimately has a control over his own life, but you just never know. It's very scary.
It is. It is very scary. And I think that's one of the things when you look at depression, people always think of, I look really sad. I'm lethargic. I'm in my bed. I can't get up. You know, they think of this person who they got to take some meds, right? Give them some meds to
balance
them up.
Well, here's the other issue, though. The corporate 8-hour workday is not the place to be processing your emotions.
Right.
You're being paid to do a job.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's that person's responsibility to make time in their life to process or have an environment that you can. And so,
I love this song.
Nice one, Danny.
It's just the timing of a day.
Yeah, Danny's awesome.
That's why he's the music god.
Let's all sing.
Just
wanna all sing?
To live up the conversation.
No, really. I love this song. Even though it's sad, it's beautiful. It really is. It is
beauty and sadness.
All right. We'll listen to it as we go to break. We'll be right back.
Within the sound of silence, in restless dreams I walked alone.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Sun Warrior, one of the fastest growing health conscious superfood companies, which is known for making the cleanest plant-based proteins on the planet, decided to make the world's cleanest and most complete whole food meal replacement on the market. Sounds simple, but in order to achieve this, they knew the formula needed to be certified organic with organic plant-based proteins, good slow-release carbs without sugar, healthy fats, whole food natural vitamins, no synthetics, minerals, fiber, enzymes, and probiotics, and all this without anything artificial. Well, Sun Warrior has done it, and it's called Illuminate. Visit sunwarrior.com and be one of the first to order Illuminate, the cleanest meal replacement on the market and perhaps the only nutritional food supplement you will ever need. And for a limited time offer, visit sunwarrior.com and use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR to get 20% off. That's sunwarrior.com and use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR.
Constipated? Bloated? Ugh, that's the worst feeling. Get things moving with Good Move capsules from the makers of Squatty Potty. Good Move capsules are formulated with only the finest ingredients like organic herbs, probiotics, and digestive enzymes. So get your colon healthy and make a good move. Happy colon, happy life. Go to SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Reach out, touch faith.
Miles killing it on the music. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Rosalie Robinson, Robin Perry Braun, and Dr. David Young. We're talking about smiling depression. This is a big topic. It really is. The statistical, the numbers of people suffering from depression grows every single year, it seems, in this country. More and more people are on antidepressants that aren't really working. And so we need to find alternative ways to treat this. We really do. So I'm going to ask first, how can you tell if someone is suffering from smiling depression?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a distinction that we've got to make. You know, I mean, let's look at what clinical depression is. You know, it is for a protracted period of time, you know, 2 weeks or more, having some of the following symptoms, you know, having a low mood, losing interest in pleasurable activities that you might otherwise, you know, be engaged in. Maybe your appetite is affected, your appetite goes away, or you find yourself eating a lot more than usual.
I'd be that lucky to lose my appetite.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't think it's ever going away. I'd love to eat. A bomb could go off in my house and I'd want to eat.
I know. I love eating.
I know.
Oh, boy.
You know, you could experience sleep disturbance so that you're sleeping way too much, you know, loss of energy, or, you know, maybe you have trouble sleeping at all. Your self-esteem can get really affected and get driven down. You can feel excessive guilt. You can have trouble remembering and concentrating. You could have suicidal ideation. You know, these are the symptoms in the diagnostic manual for depression, for clinical depression. So, you know, if you're seeing that, you know, a friend or family member is experiencing a number of these symptoms, you know, maybe you notice they're withdrawn, you know, or really fatigued or just not on their game, you know, and you notice that this has been going on for weeks or months or an extended period of time, you know, but they're smiling all the time, you know, and they're showing up with an exaggerated kind of, you know, presentation of, you know, happiness, or they just never seem to talk about themselves, you know, and the focus is always outward on other people. You know, these could be some of the things that could tip you off to, well, maybe they're suffering, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to say, I believe that it's got to do with nutrition, first and foremost, unless it's a genetic disorder like my brother who suffers from schizophrenia. But your typical depression, I'm quoting a doctor, I'm actually not going to go in and read all of it, but I actually read this on the air a couple of weeks ago, this book that I found, How Not to Die by Michael Greger, MD, discovered the food scientifically proven to reverse and prevent and reverse disease. Chapter number 12 is How Not to Die from Suicidal Depression. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Robin. I know that you are a huge believer, like I am, in that you not only you are what you eat, but you are what you think. I mean, you know, your brain is affected by not having enough minerals. That's why, you know, it's so important, enough micronutrients to keep your body healthy. So you want to get up and move and exercise. It's all connected. I mean, I could go into this whole chapter. I won't, because we only have a couple minutes left, and I really want to, you know, discuss this in depth. So what can you do besides, you know, really, you know, dig deep into what you're eating, what you're drinking, even what you're thinking?
Well, you know, I'm interested in Rosalie's thought on this from an HR perspective. But one thought that I have off the bat is, you know, look, smiling depression can be a pretty kind of resistant position for someone to be in, you know, because they're using this very strong kind of counter presentation to kind of deal with the depression. And you don't want to just destroy someone's defenses, you know? So if you notice that someone is kind of just looking happy, but you suspect inside they're really having a hard time, you know, one thing that you could do is you could tell them, you know, I just love your smile. I love, you know, how positive and happy you are every day or whatever, you know. You go with the presentation, which is disarming. You know, and which may allow someone to feel a little bit more comfortable to open up versus, hey, you know, I don't think you're that happy, you know, or, you know, are you having a hard time, you know, because it's the exactly the thing that they don't want to be in touch with.
Right, right. And Robin and I were talking, you know, before the break ended that we as a community have to kind of create safe places, right? So people spend a lot of time at work. You spend about a third or more of your time in the office at work with other people. So no one's suggesting come to work and use the office as your therapy, you know, get on the phone with your therapist. But you do want to create an environment where people can safely say, you know what, this is, I need help. I don't think I'm having a great day. And there's someone that they can go to and do that. Like your local HR person, for example, might be that person who's a conduit to an employee assistance program that's provided. So they can take advantage of that and be able to use those resources.
What advice would you give someone that came to your office and said, hey, you know, I'm really, really depressed. Like I have suicidal thoughts. What can I do?
Well,
and is that even typical for someone to do that to an HR person?
Yeah, I mean, we've had that, or we've had, you know, team members who actually come and say, my spouse or someone else has said they feel like they want to kill themselves and I don't know what to do. And in those instances, we truly go back to calling and reaching out to our health programs, finding out what they have available immediately that that person can take advantage of. We connect them with the employee assistance programs. They often have a nurse online that they can actually talk to and speak with or get into an immediate facility here in whatever geographic area they're in. So those are obviously immediate needs, right? You're talking about someone who's threatening to kill themselves or to harm themselves, and so we want them to get care immediately. But then you have things that are not quite so immediate as well, right? You know, I don't know what's going on with my child. They're not behaving the same way. I've been really sad about it, right? So you want to help them. The source sounds like it's the child. Well, what things have you done? Have you taken advantage, again, going back to professional resources that they could use? Now, some companies are small and they don't have those benefits, and so they really have to go out and look for other resources that can provide that locally, and will support their efforts with their team members. But first and foremost, you have to create an environment where it's safe for people to come and communicate with you. That they feel like I can come talk to you and you're not going to hold this against me. It's not going to affect my employment. It's not going to affect my career. It's us being human, right?
Yeah.
That I can come and get help that I need.
Is it common a place for human resources experts to talk to employees about health and nutrition? And exercise, fitness, those things?
Now, I think that's a big thing where we need to go much more as companies, where people provide that information. Back in the day, and when I say back in the day, probably like 10, 15 years ago, I worked for a company called Data Return, and we were huge about, you know, how can we help our people grow? We had a guy come in who trained folks on meditation, right? So we ran that as a class. We had a whole wellness program where people could take advantage and try and see, well, could I lose weight? And someone came in and talked about diet from Baylor, and they helped us with exercises, and that help people. And I think a lot of companies are starting to look towards that. You know, a lot of companies are saying, hey, you know what, I can see from my health insurance experience rates, I'm going to get a better result in terms of what it costs for my employees as well as for me as an organization if I can educate them more on what to eat and how to live a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, and have healthy options in the break room.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even here at iHeartMedia, I look at the, you know, the machine in the break room, it is full of junk. It is full of junk. There's no healthy options in there. None.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. Maybe a bag of peanuts is probably the best option that you have.
With lots of salt and covered with sugar?
And yeah, covered with maltodextrin. And, you know, yeah, you heard about my honeybee pollinated nuts that I bought last week. And,
oh, my gosh.
And they were covered with maltodextrin. And maltodextrin's really bad for you. And it's in a lot of products. And they can use other names to basically, you know, cover up what the real ingredient is.
Yeah.
But nutrition to me is key.
Yeah.
Very, very key to good mental health, just like physical health. They're one, they're connected. Robin, would you like to comment on that?
Well, I did just want to make a quick reference to the idea of the second brain being in your gut, and that your gut does produce serotonin. There's serotonin receptors there, so that depression could be very linked to bad diet too. Mm-hmm. And so this whole idea of body, soul, and spirit, mm-hmm. it's the whole package. You can't just treat one. It's about a lifestyle of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, David, anything you want to share with our listeners about this topic, smiling depression?
Well, you know, it as Rosalie was talking about what companies can do to help kind of foster an environment where it's safe, you know, it just kind of makes me start thinking along the lines of kind of leading by example.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
you know, that from the very top of the organization, whatever that is, the family unit or friend circle or company, you know, that to the extent that you have the resources available within you to kind of make connections with people, be available mm-hmm. to people, mm-hmm. be open, create opportunities for connectedness.
Mm-hmm. It's key for me.
That creates a safe environment for people yep. to start trusting and being able to share and work through.
Absolutely. Whenever I get sad, the first thing I do is just reach out to my friends. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, want to get together?
Uh-huh.
You know, I do. I do it all the time. I love my friends. They're very important to me.
Yeah, ultimately, we all have to learn how to manage our own wellness,
right.
own brain chemistry
right.
with whatever works, legitimate mm-hmm. work, legitimately
yeah.
works.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't get hold of a friend.
yeah.
They're busy, you know, and you got to figure it out yourself.
You got to bake yourself a cookie.
You got lots
yeah,
of
bake
cats
yourself
available.
A cookie.
Lots of cats and dogs
available. Yeah, yeah.
So.
All right, you guys. Always love doing the show with you. I hope y'all out there loved it, too. I know we always listen to me, y'all.
True seven, though.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.